Right, Mark, close the door. Come in. No, don't sit down. Put your bag down and come up to my desk. Right, look out the window. What do you see? Do you know what I see? I see everyone going home, and you know what else? They all seem happy and laughing because it's a sunny day. But where am I? I'm here. That's where I am. Do I look happy? Do I sound happy? Do you think I want to sit in this room for an hour and a half on a sunny day just because you called the PE teacher a lesbian? It's not just you in detention. I am too. Yesterday when you were in detention, did you have a lot of fun? Did it look like I was having fun? Because this is the second day you're in detention, and because this time you're the only one being detained, which forces me to be detained too, you're going to stand there for your detention. Right there for an hour and a half, right next to my desk. I wanted to get into my garden after school. The brambles are nearly overrunning my whole flower garden bed, but because of you, I have to sit in this stuffy room because you can't keep your mouth shut. What the fuck was that? Was that a smirk? You think this is funny? Right, take down your trousers. Take down your trousers. Take down your fucking trousers or I tell the headmistress you tried to touch my tits. Don't keep looking out the window. No one's looking in. They're going home. They don't care about what's going on in school. Take your fucking trousers down. No, past your thighs. There, round your ankles. Are you wearing trainers? Have you been wearing them all day? Right, take your trainers off and take your trousers right off. Don't look at me like you're going to cry. This is what happens when you get detention 2 days in a row. Right. Put your trousers over the chair where your bag is. Does your mum let you throw clothes around like that? Fold your trousers neatly, then put them over the chair. Now come back to my desk. Take your shirt off. I said take your fucking shirt off, you little prick. Do you realise I can say anything I want to the headmistress and she'll believe me? Do what I say or I'll tell her you tried to finger me. Now, put your shirt over the chair and remember to fold it neatly. There's a good boy. Now put your trainers back on. Put your trainers on. Oh, you look like a total prick, standing next to my desk in your briefs and trainers. But that's what happens if you get detention with me 2 days in a row. If you have a problem with that, stop getting detention. Or if that's too much, make sure you're wearing loose boxers next time instead of those tight briefs. Now, I'm going to mark these maths papers. You just stand there silent until detention's up. Sarah, I'm surprised at you. You're usually such a good girl. Your name wasn't on the list for detention. What did you do wrong? You put a dildo in your RE teacher's desk. Sarah, I'm really surprised at you. Just sit down and don't let me catch you in detention again. Don't worry about Mark. He's standing nearly naked because he got detention 2 days in a row. I hope I don't see you tomorrow, Sarah. Otherwise, you'll have to stand where he's standing, in just your bra and knickers. Mark, are you getting an erection? Mark, you are, aren't you? Your bulge is starting to... well, bulge. That is unacceptable. I'm trying to mark maths papers, and I don't want to worry about a teenage boy getting an erection right on the edge of my vision. Would you please stop getting hard? Do Do you think it's appropriate to stand next to a teacher, dressed only in your briefs while she's trying to mark homework, and then you start to get hard? Stop getting an erection right now. Right, pull down your briefs. Pull them down right now. That's it. All the way to your ankles. Yes. That's definitely a semi-erection at the very least. Yes. I can see the foreskin slowly peeling back as your shaft starts to elongate and the head of your cock becomes more swollen. I'm actually starting to feel threatened by you, Mark. Are you doing this on purpose? Yes, you're stretching out. Well, at least you have the decency to blush. If you didn't, I'd probably have to spank you. Yes, I'd say that's a very nearly a full erection now. You are quite big, I suppose. Does it turn you on to get hard like this in front of your maths teacher and poor Haley over there? Can you see how upset you're making her? Well, if you're getting hard, I suppose there's only one thing for it. You'll have to take your penis in your hand, like you do every night, and just quickly wank yourself off. Then your cock will go soft again, and then I can get back to marking this maths homework. Yes, you heard me. Take your cock in your hand and wank yourself off. I said wank yourself off. Yes, that's it. No, take it right at the base. That's right. Up and down. Faster. I want you to go faster. Now, here's the thing. I know boys your age need to come every day. And if they wank off, well, they can't help it. But if you have to come in order to get rid of your erection, then I don't want you to have too much fun. If a lot of cum comes out, well, I guess you can't help the amount of sperm that you need to let out of your balls. But I don't want you to squirt too far, because the further a boy squirts, the more powerful his orgasm was. And when you were sent to detention, I don't think the teacher sent you here to have a really good orgasm. I want you to have a weak orgasm. See these sheets of paper I've put underneath your cock? When you squirt, I don't want you to squirt any further than that. That's two sheets of A4 paper. I think that's quite generous. When the sperm comes out of your penis, it doesn't have to dribble out. But if you shoot hot jets of cum that go all over my desk, I'll be very, very angry. So every drop of sperm better land on the paper I've just put down. And if you're so shameless and indecent that you don't care if you squirt streams all over my desk, please remember that poor Haley is in the room with us and she looks quite flustered as it is. So Mark, I know this is hard for someone as naughty as you, but try, just for once in your life, to be decent and not ejaculate in a savage abandon and shoot jets of spunk everywhere. Try to ejaculate like a gentleman and put not too much power into squirting so it lands on the paper and then it will be easier to clean up too. No, Mark. Don't aim your cock at the paper as you wank. Right, stop. Take your hand away. If you point your cock down as you masturbate, then you could have a really hard orgasm and shoot powerful hot jets of spunk and they would land all on the paper. That would be cheating. I have to get back to marking these math papers, so I might not actually see when you ejaculate. The only way I'll be able to tell for sure if you had a hard orgasm or not is by checking that your sperm doesn't go past these papers that I've laid down. See how stiff your cock is when you take your hand away. See how it's pointing upwards? When you wank yourself off, that's the angle you must maintain. Okay, please start wanking again. Actually, Haley, could you please come here? Right, Hayley, can you just stand there next to him and make sure he holds his penis at the angle when he masturbates? Thank you, Hayley. Aw, is poor Mark going to cry? Is he just an itty-bitty little baby who's upset just because he has to masturbate in front of his maths teacher and a girl in the year above him? Start wanking again. Stop messing about, Mark. I've got to get back to marking these papers. That's it. At the base again. Up and down. Up and down. That's it. But pick up the pace a bit, will you? Do you really think that wanking slow will make you come less hard? Faster. That's it. Faster. Wank yourself off faster. Right. I can get back to marking these papers. Just finished grading your paper, by the way, Mark. You didn't do so badly. You got a B+. See? You can be a good boy when you try hard enough. Ah, now I'm grading Sally's paper. She's always such a good girl. I can just give her an A without checking. And then it's Betty, another good girl. I can just give her an A. She never causes any trouble, does she? I didn't realise that I'd saved all the good students' papers till last. Well, that saves some time for me, doesn't it? And finally, Claire Dunstan. Well, actually, she's a fucking bitch. But seeing as though she's the headmistress's daughter, I'd better give her an A. No, an A+. There we go. And I'm done. If only I wasn't stuck in this fucking classroom with a teenage boy wanking in front of me. Hayley, I was going to say you don't have to watch Mark wank himself, seeing as I've finished marking my maths papers. But I see you've decided to get your phone out and film it. I suppose I don't mind. As long as you don't mind if I have a cigarette. Is that okay? Thank you, Hayley. So hard being a teacher, you know. Sometimes you have to go for like an hour without being able to smoke. Mark, you're really taking your time with this, aren't you? Does it always take you this long to come when you're on your own? I can see you're close now. Your testicles have risen and now they look swollen. I'm just going to feel... Yes, I imagine they're very tender, are they? Are your balls tender to the touch? Okay, fucking come now. This is getting a bit boring. Fucking hurry up. I want you to ejaculate now. If I get to the end of this cigarette and you still haven't squirted, I'm going to put it out using the tip of your penis for an ashtray. That's it. Wank off harder. Wank yourself harder. Hurry up and squirt. But remember, don't ejaculate too far. That's it. Hayley, if you stand just there, you might get a better shot when he ejaculates. Try and film his face too. Show your friends how much he pants when he comes. Ah, look. Here we go. See him change his stance. Fuck! No! That's too far. You're a bad boy. Stop it. Stop coming. Stop it. Oh, you came all over the desk. Fucking hell, Mark. Well, that wasn't very nice of you, was it? Instead of ejaculating tastefully over the papers I thoughtfully laid out for you, you decided that you'd rather ejaculate fucking everywhere while Hayley filmed you. Have you no decency? Hayley, could you grab his shirt? Would you mind wiping the desk, please? Thanks. Really, Mark, I'm lost for words. You left the desk like the side of a swimming pool and fucking hell. You even thought it would be okay to ejaculate over the headmistress's daughter's maths paper. The A+ I gave her is covered in your sperm and the pages are sticking together. You're a dirty, dirty boy and you should be ashamed of yourself. Right, put your trousers on, put your cum-soaked shirt on and go to the headmistress's office right now. She's working late tonight, so she'll still be there. Take her daughter's sperm-drenched maths paper to her and explain why it's all soggy. I don't know what the fuck she'll do to you, Mark, but whatever punishment she gives you, I can promise you this, it will certainly be worse than detention.